January has seen some Minnesota schools move back to distance learning because of COVID-19 cases. Families struggling to find their kids' meals in these scenarios are urged to use available aid while policymakers face pressure to remove food barriers beyond the crisis. Mike Moen reports.
States like Minnesota have opted to use an extra form of federal relief for when schools shift to remote learning. Households can receive pandemic EBT cards, which are loaded with a certain amount of money for each day a child is forced to stay home. Bukana Hayes, who helps oversee racial and health equity for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota, says even when it's just temporary, lack of access has a big impact.
The notion that students who are hungry prior to engaging in learning see, if you will, diminished academic outcomes compared to those who have access to nutritional meals.
The federal government is still providing free meals to all students when they're in school, but that expanded program is due to expire this summer, renewing calls for permanent universal free meals. Opponents generally cite cost concerns and worry it will reach some who don't need it, but supporters say it removes stigma while reducing administrative burdens. I'm Mike Moen.